Hello, my name is Johanna. I'm from the Austrian Family Planning Association, and today we're at the International Media Training in London. Here I've got my friend Nobeko from the Masimangane organization, which means Let's Be United. You're from South Africa, and today we want to talk about family planning. So, hello, Nobeko. My first question is, why do you think family planning is important?
Thanks, Joanna. It's an opportunity for me to be here in this training and then to discuss issues around family planning. I think family planning is very important because it can eliminate street kids, it can eliminate unwanted children, it can prevent all the unwanted things. So it's a very important concept.
So this concept is also very important for your organization.
It is very important for my organization as well.
The question is abortion legal in South Africa?
Yes, abortion is legal in South Africa. However, there are unsafe abortions that are done in backyards of all those people who are doing it.
What is the reason for the unsafe abortions?
The reason is the facilities, the clinics are not friend youth friendly user. And then there's lot of lack of confidentiality. So the youth feel they felt that they are not safe with their nurses.
So when a young girl goes to a hospital, the family is like scared that this could get popular.
Yes, and then the even the nurses can tell their parents. Most of the time, the young people are not communicating those things with their parents.
Okay, I see. What about sexual education? Is this an issue in your schools in South Africa?
Yeah, we do have programs that are doing sexual educations in schools, and then we do have organizations like my organizations and the church organizations as well that are and the other organizations that are doing well in terms of equipping youth and empowering them about sexual education.
What about contraceptives? Is it easy to get in South Africa?
All the clinics, all the government facilities have contraceptives. However, as I mentioned earlier, the thing is it's difficult for young people to access them because of the attitudes of the old system that was there, in terms of nurses and the friendly user clinic whereby they will accommodate youth as they come and work with them in terms of helping them to know the contraceptives or encourage them on how to use them. However, the government is trying by all means to control it, to train them again. But the time, it's a process. As they are trying to train them, the damage is still going on.
So the government supports all
Yes.
this. What about female condoms? Do you have them?
We do have female condoms, but they are few. They are rare. You don't just get them.
What do you think are still the biggest problem concerning family planning in South Africa?
I think one is the behavior change in terms of the attitudes of the nurses. And then secondly, even in terms of the pressure of young people by their boyfriends and the myths around using contraceptives. And the other challenge will be the facilities, the policies that are there in terms of the youth going there having the contraceptives.
What do you think is the positive effect of family planning for a girl, a woman in South Africa?
It's a very good plan to plan the family. One, you don't have a child that you, an unwanted child. Secondly, you don't have to give your child for adoption. Thirdly, you don't have to have children that are around not as young as you are to have a child at an earlier stage. However, though it's beautiful as it, as I said, it is not accessed sometimes.
Yes.
So we need more on education and training and awareness about family planning so that our youth can be able to access family planning and to plan for their families and their future as well.
Yeah, I think it's very important to pronounce that family planning includes planning your own life and having the possibility to make choices.
Mm.
So, Nombeko, thank you very much for the interview and enjoy the next days.
Thank you, Joanna.
What do you think?